Breaking news.
And this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets. And see why. It's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
This is an ad by BetterHelp Online Therapy. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to. At work, in social settings, around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself, so you can stop hiding and take off the mask. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for your emotions. Whether you're navigating workplace stresses, complex relationships, or family dynamics, therapy is a great tool for facing your fears and finding a way to overcome them. If you're thinking of starting therapy but you're afraid of what you might uncover, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp. HELP.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another elite episode of the Get Authentic with Marcus show. I'm your host, Marcus Ogden, and today's episode is from Mr. Todd Saylor. But before we bring up Todd to the stage, I want to thank two of our amazing sponsors, Apex Real Estate Investments. They do real estate deals in the southwest part of the country. Joseph Kimbrough is based in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area. Boo to the Cowboys. And Center for Well-Being, owned by Mr. Dr. Jeff Donatello. He is the doctor that did the stem cell treatment on my right shoulder to bring me back to my youthful self. Again, we thank both of them for sponsoring our show. Now, here he is, Mr. Todd Saylor. How you doing today, Todd?
Wow, Marcus, thanks for having me, man. I got to tell you, the energy I have for this show is up charts. I'm ready. I'm jacked up. I'm ready to let her rip, potato chip. Let's do it.
First question, sir. What does the word authentic mean to Todd?
I would have had a different, but when I turned the Zoom on, I saw your face and I'm thinking, Marcus, that's the first thing that I got. Because honestly, what did I say? I'm like, this guy is real. I just feel great around the spirit in you. And authentic, though, I think is a person that is just like completely real and comfortable in their own being. And sometimes authentic doesn't mean that obviously they're perfect. And they're always going to give you the exact truth the way you want to hear it. But authentic is someone who's comfortable and who they are, and obviously wanting to share it. So that's what I would tell you.
Todd, I love it. Being comfortable with who you are and being okay with who you are. I feel that's a really strong point because right now, unfortunately, a lot of people are not comfortable. They're not real about who they are. So Todd, share with our audience a little bit about who you are. You mentioned before we started shooting your sports background, football. Your dad was the winningest coach in high school sports, football for his time. You have a lot of things there, but then you got into playing football in college and then had a little tryout, but now you're shifting. But give us a little bit more about who is Todd Saylor, upbringing to who he is today.
Yeah, I listen, like when I would touch on something in that regards about the old days. My father was my first I was very fortunate. My father was my very first mentor. And so when I bring up those times when he was that football coach, I literally got to watch him coach men through all of the early 70s And I was telling you that story. So I really believe that I was made a man by the time I was 12 years old. I like to tell the story of watching my father coach one day, and I was 12 years old, and we were going through this win streak, and my father was on the football field, and he was taking these men through drills, and they were going through, they're crawling under the agility ropes, and they were encouraging people and looked over. They were doing monkey rolls in another sector, and they were encouraging each other. And then on the distance, there was a bunch of men walking across or slumbering across the goal line with men over their shoulders. And I remembered looking over in the distance. They didn't have helmets. They didn't have footballs. They had nothing on. It was like no pads. And the man literally went across the finish line and he fell and didn't make it. And the entire team, Marcus, I just want you to understand, the entire team converged on this man down on this goal line in 1972. And as they looked at the man down, they said, "Get up, get up, get up. You're not going to live if you don't get up." And I'm like, this is strange. As a 12-year-old boy watching all this, and all the men started screaming, "You're going to die if you don't get up. You must get up." And the coaches were yelling and screaming. And then finally, I don't know how the man did it. He put the man over his shoulder and he slumbered another 5 yards, crossed the goal line, and they rejoiced. He lived. He lived. And they were just screaming. I know you're smiling, but I'm looking as a kid. I'm befabbled. No footballs, no helmets. And this is going on. My father, bewildered, looked over me, bewildered. He says, "Son, what's wrong?" I said, "Dad," I said, this is crazy. I thought you were a football coach. I see nothing out here. I see men screaming and hollering and carrying on. He said, "Son, I'm not a football coach." I said, "These men, they're not going to go to college after high school. These men are not going to go to the farms after high school. These men are not even going to go to work in the factories after high school, son. These men are going to go to Vietnam. Son, I'm not a football coach. I'm a builder of men." And I remember right there at that moment, if I can give you one answer right now, I remember right there, right then, Marcus, that I knew I wanted to be like my father. I wanted to know what I want. I wanted a purpose about building other people. And that's the story that I could tell you, that would tell you how I'm shaped, how people like you are shaped, and that how authentic people can be when you experience things like this in your life and you see it firsthand. You don't have any choice but to be who you are in that regard.
You know, Todd, I really appreciate that, because like you, my dad, our dad, my brother Jonathan's a Hall of Fame left tackle for the Ravens. Our dad raised us both. I was 8 when our mom left. My brother was 14. So from the age of 14 to my brother went to high school, I mean, to college, excuse me. He was there for us. And then I was 8. So I went to college. I went to Howard. He was there for us. And having that strong male figure is just, I feel, one of the biggest things men need, a strong male figure to show them how to grow into young men, into husbands, fathers, supporters, champions of life, champions of faith, like I am, you know, all that good stuff. So Todd, tell us, what are you doing today? I've seen some great stuff. You have some things you're working on movie-wise. You're speaking. I've seen your website. But tell our audience, what is it, or who makes up the man of Todd Saylor?
Yeah. So I think it's interesting you ask those questions. I've done probably 20 podcasts, and I got to tell you, you're remarkable, and I love where you're going with this. But Wired Differently is my brand. Can't quite see it in your hat, but the hat says Wired Differently on it. Thank you for wearing the hat. And I've wrote 3 books. The first book was Wired Differently. The second book was Drift Again. And the third book is Your Will Be Done. And I got to tell you, first and foremost, all 3 of those books are faith-based books. You know, I certainly wouldn't be where I am today without Christ in my mind, my heart, my soul. And I just want people to understand that from a business perspective, I own 16 organizations. The one that we're really, really working on right now is Wired Differently, a national coaching program for faith-based businesses throughout the country. And so I travel all over and I speak and I do motivation. And yes, we're making this movie about my father, this idea that, you know, even though he's running through this win streak, he went 10 consecutive undefeated seasons to break this win streak. But the point of this is the no-look pass here was, is he wasn't concerned about the win streak. He was concerned about training these men to go fight in Vietnam. I mean, think about that for a moment. I was just with Tony Dungy in February at the Super Bowl. I hung out with him for 3 days, and we were working on a lot of things with my good friend Darren Gray. And Tony Dungy saw that movie trailer. If you go to thetigerinus.com, you can see the movie trailer. And Tony Dungy and I flipped it to him. I was at an In-N-Out Burger, and I showed him this movie, and we were talking about it, and he goes, oh, my gosh. And you know what Tony Dungy said? You won't believe what he said. He lost the movie. He was clearly emotional in thought. He went to Jackson Parkside, Michigan, which is only 40 minutes from Hudson, Michigan. And he played against the Hudson High team and my father. And so my father was a legend to him. And as he looked at it, he says, your father's a legend. I said, I don't thank you. He says, but I remember my draft. Tony Dungy said that to me over this movie and the memories and what's going on. And so this idea of men building men is really the forefront of that. So we have the movie, we have the book, The Tiger In Us, that I'm writing right now. So, and then I have a virtual live coming up October 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So if anybody wants to go to freetraining.toddsaylor.com. freetraining.toddsaylor.com. I don't know when this is going to air, but we have a Tiki Hut retreat coming up November 8th, 9th, and 10th, where people fly from all over the country, hang out with me at my resort in Zoda Beach, Sarasota, Florida, and Longboat Key. A lot of fun there. But I would like to tell you, thank you for this time. I know this show is good. We got time here, but I really appreciate the opportunity of sharing people not only the gospel, but the business mindset of being wired differently. You're definitely wired differently, brother. I really, really appreciate you understanding that.
Well, Todd, I really appreciate you saying it, because wired differently to me means doing the things that you know you really don't want to do to get the result that you really know you want to get, right? It's like my good friend Shane Carmadella, former Major League Baseball All-Star, played for the Red Sox and played for Tampa. I mean, just a great guy. Shane says,
breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.
Ganan con el Mystery Sale de JCPenney. Desde el jueves, apresúrate a la tienda para la entrega de cupones dorados mientras duren. Podrías ahorrar 30, 40 o hasta 50% extra. O podrías recibir el cupón Jackpot con $60 de descuento en compras de 60 o más. JCPenney, vale la pena. Entrega de cupones solo en la tienda, solo para mayores de 18 años. Cupón válido del 10 al 14 de octubre en selección de estilos. Aplican exclusiones. Detalles en la tienda.
Be excited about doing the mundane things. Excited about doing the mundane things. So, Todd, in your work as a speaker, wired differently, coaching people, what is the main thing you like to speak on? Like, so for me, we have a keynote titled The Ego Mistake, from 8 figures to 825 per hour, how to develop an unbreakable mindset. That's kind of our grit perseverance talk, right? What is it that Todd Saylor loves to talk about to inspire people that are listening to his message?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that I'd like to encourage people to understand is that God has created us to really be successful. The brain was created for survival, but the prefrontal cortex, or our mind, was created for success. And so when I speak about your will be done in this third book, I'm clearly talking about triangulating your personal will and God's will. And I put a science to that whole component, the whole subconscious science, and driving people to understanding that we can do most anything we want in this world when we understand the science of how God created our mind. And so a lot of the motivation behind what we're doing, not only in the business mindset and in the personal mindset, is that I want to grow people in three main areas when I'm teaching or coaching or speaking is that I'm going to grow you personally, and I'm going to help grow you spiritually. And then I'm going to also, more importantly, in some regards, I'm going to grow you fruitfully or profitably. And that's the mindset we do that. And we take people through that your will be done mindset. And we teach people of the three phases of becoming wired differently. We have the creation phase, we have the actualization phase, and then we have the salvation phase. That is the premise for the core teaching of being wired differently. Everybody's wired differently when they're born. God gave us 1,000 damn neurons in our brain by the time we're 100,000 trillion neurons in our brain by the time we're 3 years old. Think about that for a moment. That is an incalculable cocktail of what somebody could be, right? And so we know we're born wired differently. We know that all those things are there, but sometime at the point we move into a phase, what's called the actualization phase, where we realize that at some point our prefrontal cortex, Marcus, has become developed enough to make the decisions it needs to make, from selecting God or watching porn or building a business. It's got that ability to do those things. And what I want to train people in that prospect is to control what you put in your prefrontal cortex, what you drop into your subconscious, so that you can actually control what's going to happen in your life, not what the world is going to impose on it. And then last but not least, if you go to the salvation phase, then we're going to triangulate God's will, because your subconscious, Marcus, has no conscience without God in your life. And so that's when we put all those things together and we bring you to success in this world and into eternity. That's a lot, brother. I know. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, you know, it's a lot, but it's very well laid out. I tell people all the time, wherever you are, if you want to get to somewhere else, you have to visualize. So I heard a lot of things you talk about, like where you're at and the fruitfulness, and then getting into your prefrontal cortex and trying to change your mind and change your mindset. And it goes back to, I have what's called the four B's, right? Visualization, right? Then you've got, you know what I'm saying? So you got visualization, right? Then you've got vocalize.
Yes.
Then you've got vote. Then you've got vicinity, right? Those are the four B's to victory. And so I talk about that a lot in our keynote, so can you, because I filed for divorce last year, Todd, unexpectedly, was a total surprise. I moved into an apartment last November. I was really feeling bad. January, I was going to buy a house. I'm like, yes, I'm going to buy a house. And then I found out, oh, I got to pay a lot of debt down from my marriage I didn't know about. So I went into panic mode. And then I said, all right, I got to get myself going. How am I going to do that? I visualized, I vocalized, I voted, I changed the vicinity. Now I'm in my brand new home that I moved in exactly 4 months ago in May of this year, happier than ever, dating a young lady who I'm absolutely in love with, and she's amazing. But I tell everybody, you have to first visualize where you want to go. And I'm loving this, because here's my next question, right, Tom? What you do is very well laid out, right? When somebody comes to you, right, you have your whole process, but what's the first thing Todd tells somebody that says, hey, they say, I want to be wired differently. I want to think differently. I want to be different. What's the first thing Todd says? You know what? In order to get to that point, to be different, understand this, and we can move forward from there.
Right. And I'll give another plug to my first book is Wired Differently. And what we've done in this book is we've created what's called a glossary. So I appreciate you saying you're going to read my book. They're on Audible as well. You can listen to them. They're great books, but we put a glossary in there. And so we have a whole Wired Differently vernacular. And so obviously the first thing I would tell you, if you want to become a successful Wired Differently mindset person, in your specific question would be take inventory. I don't think we put enough validity to this whole process of, you know, God, you, however the world, whatever you want to look at, you and your apartment situation, you felt in a panic, you're in a position, life has shifted, you weren't prepared for it. Gosh darn it, it just happens. I know you're an NFL player. I know you were schooled to be prepared. I know you had a backup plan. I know you had an audible. I know you had all that, but sometimes life just happens and we don't have a damn audible. It just happens and we're not ready. Well, I think the best thing we can do in those situations is just do what you did and just take inventory. You know, what do we have to work with here? Because we're not going to pull something out of the air. We have got to start with what we have. And a lot of times our minds are swirling so fast that we don't really take stock in what the great things that we already have to work with. Because the bottom line is you got to start from something. And so I'm sure that you started with something. You realized what the debt was you had to pay off. And then you went out and found, what did you have equity in this? What did you have equity in that? What would you have to pay down first? How could you move this credit card over to here? How could you go borrow this? How could you push this? And all of a sudden you've got inventory. But here's what I would tell everybody. My keynote is believe, prepare, attack. And I really want people to understand that to be successful in this world, it's not how much money you make, it's that you aspire to be what's called a successionaire. Now, that's a word we own and wire differently. It's another word in the glossary. I hope you read it. I hope you look it up, because a successionaire is this person that knows three things. They know, number one, they know the most important thing in the world to become successful. All the most successful people in the world know this number one thing. It's never going to change till the end of a time. The number one thing that all successful people know is exactly what they want. You know what you want. You're over halfway there. Most people don't know what they want, Marcus. Number two, create a plan. I don't care how bad you feel, how crappy you feel, bro, in your house situation. I don't care. We all get shitty stuff. Let's just get real. I don't care. But if you all of a sudden do inventory, you decide what you want, and then you put together a plan immediately, I don't care how bad you feel, you're going to feel a little better, because a plan is opportunity. A plan is hope, right? Now, we've moved from knowing what we want to creating a plan. It's very simple. Now, all we have to do is execute a plan. That's how you become successful in life. That's how you become what we call a successionaire. Now you just repeat, repeat, repeat. Be good at becoming successful. And then now all you have to do is shift your focuses on what you want. And that's how we aspire to be a successionaire. My youngest daughter, she's getting married this week. I'm pretty excited about that and sad in some regards, but she was just diagnosed with type 1 diabetes. Awful situation. But my wife spends all of her day and time, and we've really worked on how to reverse this type 1 diabetes. A side note is that we have done it. She's a modern day medical miracle. God bless that situation. But my wife spends days and days planning her dinner for non-gluten and sugar and all this type of things. And when she does that, she takes a plan, she executes it, and serves a meal every evening, Mark. Elon Musk went to the damn Mars, right? He went to Mars. That's a plan. My point to you is I'm going to make, what's more important? Elon Musk going to the Mars or my wife fixing the perfect meal for my daughter? There's no difference. He's not more important. My daughter's just as important. But the idea of creating a plan to fix a perfect meal is success. The idea of going to Mars is success. I want people to aspire to become a successionaire. And I'm telling you, you focus on becoming successful in any piece, you're going to be successful in the biggest and most important pieces in life.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the essence of our show, right? Todd sharing about his daughter who's getting married. Congratulations. I have two daughters, so I know, not for a while, but that day will be coming. I'll be excited. And actually, we're going to a wedding actually this weekend. We're here in September.
Oh, you get the bill.
Which is, yeah, exactly. So I'll be sad about that. But what I love is talking about how your wife prepares things and she plans and she's ready to strategize and she executes. And now things are doing much better for your daughter. You said Elon Musk going to Mars, all these things. So really enjoyed this episode. Todd, how can people get in touch with you? Website, they want to buy a book, contact you for a keynote. How can they get in touch with you to find out more about you and your awesome brand?
Well, I'll tell you what, you're awesome and I appreciate it. You go to toddsaylor.com, 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 and anything you want is there, from merchandise to tumblers to hats to shirts, all the books, the workbooks, all the training. It's all there. Let's just keep it simple. But I will tell you this, if somehow you just email or get a hold of Marcus, I will send everybody a free book, an electronic version of my book, Your Will Be Done, my latest book. I promise you we'll get those out to any of your followers, Marcus. If any of you send us an email or somehow get a hold of us through our website in any regard and say you saw this on a Marcus show, we'll send you the Kindle book out immediately. We'd love for you to have that. I think it's an amazing, amazing opportunity for you to learn some things, and it would bless me and my life as well. So I appreciate that. Very nice. ToddSaylor.com. Don't forget, you can go watch the movie trailer at TheTigerInUs.com. And I want you guys just to lift up Marcus. He's an amazing man. He's doing a lot of amazing things. He's going through some things in life. And man, I love hearing you manifest that house. I love the fact that I'm sorry for the life experience you're going through, but you're going to make it better. And I appreciate that. And you're inspiring to me, Marcus. You really, really are.
Well, Todd, you were amazing. And again, this episode was sponsored by Apex Real Estate Investments and Center for Well-Being. And the authentic tip in life of this episode, be sure to be prepared strategically and tactically and then go and execute. Love Todd talking about his daughter, his wife, then Elon Musk, right? Doesn't matter if you're trying to go to this big, huge, audacious goal like going to Mars or this nice big goal of making dinners that are going to fit your daughter's health restrictions to help her with her health needs. Same thing, strategize, be tactical, execute. Like you have to focus, lock in, and attack. Doesn't matter. So again, in life, be prepared to be strategic, be tactical, and execute. Again, my name is Marcus Ogden, the host of the Get Authentic with Marcus show. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Get Authentic with Marcus Ogden. Technical facilities and services have been provided by the Multiformat Network, multiformat.net.
Did you know that employees with caregiving responsibilities have significantly higher rates of unplanned time off from work, burnout, and over 30% ultimately quit their jobs due to the stress and fatigue of caring for their loved ones? When my father became ill from a rare condition, I could not find a caregiver to meet his specialized needs and provide thoughtful and empathetic care. The stress of this spilled over into my work life and quickly became unmanageable. That's why I created CareFluent, to provide compassionate and personalized caregiving services through a quick and easy-to-use platform. CareFluent can help reduce the stress on your employees. We uniquely combine our proprietary technology platform with a carefully vetted team of professional caregivers to deliver excellent service, which allows time for your employees to focus on their work. CareFluent services help to prevent stress, exhaustion, and burnout. Visit us online at mycarefluent.com to learn how CareFluent can help you retain a happy and healthy workforce using a benefit that is affordable yet highly valuable to your employees.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $200 in bonus bets when they bet $5. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER, 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Virginia. Terms and conditions apply.